It's only been a couple of days since the React Router team announced that they added initial experimental support for React Server Components to the React Router framework. And in case you don't know, React Router is still that library you maybe used years ago that you can still use in your React applications, let's say in your React single page applications. You can still do that. That hasn't changed. That's what I cover in my course and also in my book, if you're interested. So in there, of course, you learn all about React, both in the course and the book, and you also learn how to use React Router for, guess what, routing. But since a couple of months, you can also use React Router as a framework, as a full stack framework, as an alternative to Next.js. And that can be a bit confusing because the React Router team, or some of the people behind React Router, they built a full stack framework, a competitor to Next.js, years ago already, which is called Remix. And Remix is now React Router, essentially. And then again, it's not, but we'll get back to that. But a couple of months ago, they essentially merged the framework capabilities of that Remix framework into the React Router package, so that now you can use React Router both in single page applications as a library, as you always did, but also if you want to in framework mode to build full stack applications. And it's pretty amazing for that. This entire strategy just has been a bit confusing, maybe, though, well, we'll see how things go in the future. But that's essentially the status of React Router now. Now, what about Remix? As I said, it's been merged into React Router. So just drop the name and that's it? No. Instead, there now has been a declaration of independence from React by the Remix team, which is the React Router team, or the two people, Ryan Florence, Michael Jackson, that essentially created React Router, are also the creators of Remix, I should say. And they shared this declaration of independence. And you find that link below, of course, if you're interested. Now, it's worth noting that technically, this post is no longer online. The one that's linked below this video is actually a copy of the original post, a fork of the Remix website when that post was still part of it. The original post is no longer there. You get a 404 error when you try to visit that post. So its contents may change, but I assume the plan is still the same. Now, what's this Declaration of Independence all about? It's their vision for the future of Remix, specifically Remix version 3, which is the next major version that should be released at some point. And their vision is to essentially build or rebuild Remix as a framework, as a web development framework that's totally independent of React. Makes sense if you consider the name, Declaration of Independence. So it's totally independent of React. So the idea is to still have React Router, and that of course will be maintained. It's a super important library, and you can, as I mentioned, use it as a library or framework, and that will all stay the way it is. It will keep on evolving. That's not going away. They make that very clear in that post. But they want to work on a new project, or they want to evolve Remix into a new project, and that should still be a full stack web development framework, but independent of React. And why are they doing that? Well, because React got quite complex over the years. There are way more features integrated into React now than, for example, let's say 5 years ago. For example, React Server Components is a pretty complex feature which you technically can't even use with just React. Instead, you need a framework that supports it, which in turn needs a bundler and build tooling that supports it. So that's the kind of complexity we're dealing with. And they're essentially saying, and I can understand this, that of course this is also kind of holding them back. If you're building a framework on top of React, you kind of have to support all these React features because that's kind of the expectation of people that want to use React. But at the same time, since there's so much built into React already, and because of all that complexity, that kind of hinders you from coming up with your own solutions to certain problems, which you maybe find better than React ones. But As they also mentioned in that post, the problem you of course have is that you either have two solutions for the same problem, the React solution, which you support, and your own solution, which you maybe prefer, but that adds a lot of unnecessary complexity to the framework and can also be confusing for people that want to use that. So that's probably not an amazing approach. Or you don't have your own solutions to problems, you're just a wrapper around React, but then of course that means that if you don't agree with a certain way of solving a problem that might have been chosen by the React team, you still have to go with it. And that kind of limits your flexibility and your freedom for innovation when building a framework on top of React. So that's essentially the story as I understand it from that post. And therefore, I can understand this approach of saying, no, we're going to build a brand new web development framework and we want to build it from the ground up. We will find our own solutions for all the different problems that have been solved by React, but also by full stack frameworks like the old Remix or Next.js. And we'll build it on top of web primitives. That's what they mentioned in that post, and will try to build an amazing framework for building web applications. They also mention in that post that they want to build that framework with LLMs first, so to say, or with LLMs in mind. So they want to build a documentation and everything that's needed, essentially, for large language models to be able to understand this framework and to understand how to write code for that framework or for using that framework in the best possible way. I assume that includes things like using TypeScript, which they probably would have done without LLMs too. But yeah, they want to build LLM first because, of course, for a new framework in the year 2025 to have a chance, you probably need to do everything you can to make it as easy for AI assistants to help people work with that framework. And even then, it will be difficult because, as I also shared in another video already, one problem we have is that when you're building stuff with large language models, if you're building a front-end web application or a full-stack web application, by default, you typically get React, ShadCN, and Next.js solutions. That is, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, the current state. And since future large language models are trained based on content and information that can be found in the internet today, I don't see that becoming any better, because now that even more stuff is built with React, there will be even more training data that uses React. So entering the market with a new framework can be pretty difficult. That's my opinion. Now, that does not mean that it's impossible. And if you get things right, if you build a framework that's really ergonomic to use, that maybe, I don't know if that's the plan, but that maybe is a bit like Laravel, for example, that comes with a lot of amazing solutions built in so that you don't have to mix and match from the broad JavaScript ecosystem and deal with outdated libraries and incompatibilities. If you're building something like this, that could be a chance, that could work. It'll be difficult, but it could work. The current state of JavaScript full stack frameworks is good, in my opinion. You could also disagree there, but it's okay. But it could be better. At least I am not a fan of having to find a solution for auth, though we have an amazing solution with BetterAuth now, but that hasn't always been the case, and we have to find a solution for that. We might need a different solution for integrating a database, setting up an ORM, yet another solution for caching, and all that stuff. Doing all of that, I'm not a big fan of that, but I'm also not sure, as I mentioned, if that's the plan for the next versions of Remix. We'll see how things go there. It's definitely an interesting move, and therefore, I'm also interested in finding out what you think of that. Is that a good idea? What's your take on that move of going away from React for the Remix framework and building a new framework from scratch?